Lawmakers from the Northwest are asking the federal government to provide millions of dollars to clean up debris from the tsunami that hit Japan last year. But Matt Lazell reports from the nation's capital that thus far, the region is only eligible for thousands of dollars.
Lawmakers are calling the debris a slow-moving environmental disaster, and it's already starting to wash up on the region's shores. The cleanup is expected to take years. Members of Congress are asking the federal government for more than $40 million to assist local officials in an unprecedented cleanup effort. But this week, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration allocated just $250,000 to the five affected states, a maximum of $50,000 each. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley says he doubts that will be adequate.
We're just on the front end of the wave of debris coming across the ocean. I would suspect the funds needed for cleanup will be much larger.
States may be able to access the federal cash by the end of this month. Lawmakers expect the states to burn through the money quickly, so they're already lobbying NOAA for more money to clean up the debris. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington, D.C.